hey, anybody out there seeing the new live action Lion King last night? I know they're doing a fundraiser for the animals at Irvine Park at the Micon at Chippewa Falls. Let us know your thoughts on it. If you did see it, 396-1670. I'd also thrown out earlier, Caleb and Hillary, how are people going to be staying cool? The hottest day of the year in Wisconsin, they're saying could be the hottest we've had in 7 years. Lacrosse, talking about the heat index, 115 today. Whew.
I mean, I'm just going to go hang out in an air-conditioned city hall and attend a city council meeting at 1 o'clock today.
All right, Altoona getting that veterans tribute.
I asked my husband if he would like to come with to the meeting, and I said, honey, it could be like a date. We could have a city council date. And he declined.
I've never heard of that.
I have to mow one of my lawns tonight, so I'm hoping it'll be cool by then.
You can't wait till tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow is when I mow the second lawn. Because as everyone knows, I own two homes right now, I really want to sell.
Tomorrow, the high's only supposed to be like 74. I know it's nice. A pain to mow two lawns, but you might be better off.
Maybe we'll see how I'm feeling at 5:36 and see.
Yeah, I don't think you should tonight. Caleb, that's not safe.
Ouch.
We do have some rain in the forecast, too, as a possibility later on tonight. And maybe even tomorrow could be rainy, which makes it difficult to mow.
Yeah, true.
Instead of that, you could come to a city council meeting with me. I mean,
nice. Even though I'm not a resident, but
she is fired up for that. The countdown is on. Less than 6 hours to the special
1 p.m.
Altoona
be there. Or
I
be
love
square.
Veterans. Don't harass me.
And I'll be here representing Eau Claire because Caleb's from Chippewa. You're in Altoona. I'm in Eau Claire, and I feel like I should be having egg on my face during the show because of what happened this week.
So this interested me because I have one child, at least, who is very, very much into arts and crafts and everything that can be made with paint, pipe cleaners, glue, tape, scissors, etc. Yes.
Lily, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Lily is my crafty child. Yeah. Now, this new study says moms and dads are struggling. What are they struggling with? Well, trying to find space for their kids' arts and crafts pieces. A new survey finds that the average child will produce more than 2,000 arts and crafts items for their parents.
Yes.
Hmm.
Three quarters of parents have held on to the first arts and crafts item their child ever created for them. And then you find them years later, and it's like, aw. Huh. 70% keep a box of their children's arts and crafts items, which they intend to give to their kids when they are older. Intentions, right?
Yeah.
I hope they don't give them to them all at once, but one at a time and insist that they're hung in their dorm rooms for display.
60% of parents say they struggle to find room to display everything that their child has made for them. Yes. So, go ahead.
I think we started off, and again, this would be spearheaded by my wife much more than me. I mean, I think that at least initially there was like a drawer that maybe had some of the things. But I mean, over years, as you get busier, I think it's hard to keep on top of all that.
It is. So a couple things. First of all, when my kids were little, and they were bringing home like holiday themed thing for all of the various holidays, I have kept those. And guess what, friends? I laminated them. And the joy that sparkles in their eyes, not at all, I'm being facetious, when I hang those every holiday season on
every
my cupboard doors. And I'm like, no, you made that for mommy when you were four. I am keeping the purple-haired angel, and she is joining us again this Christmas. So I love that. Also, I kept some specific alphabet kind of arts and craft things that they made in preschool, and I have a specific drawer for them there, decorations at their high school graduation parties.
Yes.
I mean, that's really cool. And I think it's
my children
like,
are not as happy about that either, but I love their little animal letters.
I think all of that, the saving and the bringing it out, I mean, all those traditions, I mean, it makes, like, this is home, right? You're
So. I love seeing it. My grandparents, we're going there end of July. I love seeing some of the things that are still there from my dad.
Yes.
Toys he played with and things he did. And actually now, I mean, I know that as a teen, it was like, oh, come on, you kept that.
But
now that I'm old, I love seeing some of the things that I made as a kid.
It is hard when you have the three-year-old hoarder, though, and you try to throw something away and you hide it in the bottom of the garbage can and they find it.
Yeah.
So we've noticed recently here, as we cleaned out a lot when we sold our house and moved to Liberia. And so we got rid of a lot and, Hope Bargain Center and everything. And then even now my wife is like, wow, look how much we've accumulated just in the year you've been back. It's amazing.
Right?
How it piles up. Caleb, I like the way you intro this, so go ahead.
Well, this is the time when we aggregate, conglomerate, and then give you all of the headlines of the past week that you may not have caught up with. So it could be things from social media, from pop culture, from hard news, worldwide news, national, regional, local. We bring it all together right here in condensed form for you. It's called Headlines.
All right, I'm going to bat lead off here. Let's talk health. 24/7 Wall Street has named Rochester, Minnesota, yes, our neighbor to the west, as America's healthiest city. You know, Caleb and Hillary, in Rochester, just to get potato chips, you've got to have a doctor's prescription.
Wise.
There you go. Got to stay healthy. People in Siberia are racing to a lake to take selfies since toxic waste turned the water an unusually brilliant blue. People are saying it reminds them of the water in the Pacific or the water in the toilet bowl.
Speaking of toilets, a Belgian man set a new world record by sitting on the can for 116 hours. Look, there's always reason to be thankful. People like him are the only thing keeping newspapers in business.
The mascot for the New Jersey Devils hockey team made a paid appearance at a children's party where he accidentally smashed through a plate glass window. What do you do? No one was injured, thankfully. But you invite a devil to a party, there's going to be some damages.
Absolutely.
Got to figure in that.
Apple and Google have new emojis. Now, guys, what they really need is an emoji of a guy struggling to choose the right emoji.
You don't know the struggle.
Where's that one?
The latest report, did you hear this? The Chinese economy has dropped to its slowest rate in 27 years, nearly three decades. Things are so bad in China, the government is down to its last $500 trillion.
That's tight. Might need
a loan from us. Yeah.
IKEA is closing its only U.S. factory and concentrating its manufacturing in Europe. Now, the company's going to shut down the factory and make the move just as soon as they can find someone who can understand the instruction manual.
That's a challenge. Conservationists say the baiting method used by hunters to cull some bear populations is endangering other species. Hunters use bread and donuts to lure their targets. However, the sweet doughy treats also entice other types of bears plus wolves, not to mention everyone struggling with a keto diet.
Everyone's on the keto diet.
Not I, friend.
And finally, the maker of Bayer aspirin announced that it is also moving its headquarters to me. That sounds like a real headache. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
I'm going to step off the limb. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Tomorrow, of course, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
50th anniversary.
Half a century. Wow.
So, I mean, obviously, we're all far too young to remember it, but I happen to know that my dad remembers it well.
Your father, Wayne, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great,
hey,
Grandpa
Dad.
Wayne.
Thanks for calling in.
So, hey, no problem. No problem.
Since I was a child, you've been regaling me of stories of where you were on specific dates. And I've got to be honest with you, gentlemen. I've heard these stories of all of these different, like, events so many times. They've all kind of blurred together, so I'm actually really interested in hearing this one, because I'm like, which one was this? So Dad, tell us about your memories of the moon landing.
The moon landing, okay. Obviously, July 1969, I was 19 years old. My buddy Jerry grew up across the street from me. He had a 1967 VW Bug. It was fire engine red, and we lived in the Chicago area, so that day Jerry and I got in his VW, and we rode out to Indiana Dunes State Park. Now it's a national lakeshore. It's on the south end, the southernmost end of Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And normally when you went there, all you heard was rock and roll music on the radios, you know, the Stones, the Beatles, mm-hmm. everything. But that particular day, walking down the beach, everybody had their radios on, excuse me, and all you heard was NASA communicating. And I'm sure you've heard the tape, you know.
Yeah.
Beep. Beep. You know what I mean?
This is where I get my impression skills from, guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
But that was all you heard on the beach. There was no music.
Wow.
All you heard was that radio communication between the Earth and the moon. And it was... it was one of those moments that we have in our lives that we can all tell our great-grandchildren where we were when it happened. And then that evening, Jerry and I went back to Chicago, went over to his parents' house, and I remember watching Neil Armstrong, you know, jump off the ladder and say those words. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And you've all seen the film. Mm-hmm. It's grainy, and it almost looks transparent, like you can see part of the lunar module behind him.
Yeah.
It almost looked like an X-ray kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but it was something else.
We kind of take it for granted, but I mean, just in wrapping up, Wayne, I mean, just can you give us a feel in terms of, like, it had never been done before. It had been dreamed. And so was that just like, wow? Was it kind of like
that? It was almost surreal, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, and think of this, something else I think people might forget. This was the late 60s, the height of the Vietnam War, the mm-hmm. Civil Rights Movement, a pretty tumultuous time. You know, there was a lot going on, and that was a one time when we all came together for a common cause that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just such a – I get a little choked up just thinking about it because, you know, can we get back to that?
Right.
Hmm. We need something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Grandpa Wayne, I can just picture that, and it kind of gives me chills. In fact, it literally does. Thanks for sharing your memories with us.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys have a good day, okay?
All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you too, honey. You take care.
What kind of song can we follow that with?
I don't know.
Hillary says, Fly Me to the Moon.
Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play up there with those stars. Let me see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
There's a lot of stories going around about the initial moon landing that maybe some folks don't know about. Some backstories, more things revealed. And, of course, we know about Neil Armstrong's famous quote. It probably would be an appropriate time to use the word epic in what he did. But I saw this floating around this week, space pun, and
I picked it up.
Did you know that fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin actually prayed and took communion on the moon? I had no idea until
Neither
that
did
story
I.
came out this week.
Huh.
So I have some details here. It says after the lunar lander touched down on the surface of the moon, Aldrin pulled out the wafer that was in a plastic packet and the wine, along with a small silver cup provided by his church, which he kept in his personal preference kit, before he spoke into the radio, according to the Religion News Service. He says, Houston, this is Eagle. This is the LM pilot, Aldrin said, referring to the lunar module. Shortly after the Eagle lunar lander touched down on the surface of the moon, July 20th, I would like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and whatever they may be, Aldrin said, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way. He then silently read from John 15, verse 5, which he penned on a 3x5-inch note card, and it read, as Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. You can do nothing without me. Aldrin then performed the ritual alone, which is dramatized in the episode of HBO's From the Earth to the Moon and played by Bryan Cranston. It says that Armstrong watched but did not participate. In the radio blackout, I opened a little plastic packages which contained bread and wine, Aldrin said. I poured the wine into the chalice our church had given me. In the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of the cup. It was interesting to think that the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the first food eaten were the communion elements.
Hmm.
How cool is that?
Also, reading a little more backstory, Neil Armstrong read Bible passages to help him think about what he would say when he made history, and later told reporters that he felt the presence of God while on the moon. Fellow astronaut John Glenn told reporters after returning from his space mission in 1998, quote, to look out at this kind of creation and not believe in God is, to me, impossible.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. What would it be like today? Could somebody do that today? And you mentioned Madeline Murray O'Hara, the famous atheist who helped get prayer out of the public schools.
Yeah,
right?
a lot of pushback yeah. with some of the things that were planned, at least for original space treks back then too. So yeah, it's hard to believe that some of these things would fly these days without major yeah. controversy right. too. And yet, I mean, you look throughout the course of our history with God's guidance and care for so many great men and women of this country that we look up to today, and maybe we conveniently forget some of those things now.
Yeah, but, like FDR praying on the radio and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, all right, good stuff. Big anniversary tomorrow, and so there'll be a lot of commemoration of that all weekend long for sure.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.